Good afternoon. It's wonderful to have everybody learning together today as I work on myself in Midas HaBitachon. And today is Chaf Gimel Shvat, Tav Shin Hei Gimel. And I'd like to wish happy birthday to my esteemed son, David. It's February 14th, 2023. And today we're going to start with something about this coming week's Parsha. It's very well known. We've talked many times about how we relate to doctors as messengers of Hashem to heal us, and medicines as the agents to our refuah. Well, we know that in this week's parsha is a famous pasuk that tells us "Virapo yirape," and it's referring to when somebody harmed someone else and the person needs to pay medical expenses. But when it says "Virapo yirape," it's the famous Gemara. Says Mikan, from here we learn out, Shenitna Rishus Lerofe Larapos. From here we learn out, since it says he will surely be healed, Virapo Yirape, that permission is given to a doctor to heal. It's a Gemara Bava Kama. So the question is, how far does that permission go? Comes along the Aznayim, the Torah, the Litzkarav, but he's echoing what's very famous. What is a doctor allowed to do? Rak Larape. Only to heal and to work towards that end. Avalo lomar lechole, but not to say to an ill person, Sav levesecha, go home and give your last will and testament, chas v'shalom, ki meis ata, because you're going to die. The Aznayim of the Torah asserts there's no permission for a doctor to say such a thing. Why? Because it says, Virapo yirape, it's nitzna reshus. Lerofe, Lerapos. Permission is given. He's authorized by the Torah to heal, but not to decree on someone death, Chas v'Shalom, ki harufua hi bidei shamayim, says the Aznayim of the Torah, because cure and healing and recovery is from Hashem. So therefore, that could come, even if it doesn't look likely, even if it's against all odds. It can still happen. So this is just a reminder about bitachon, which I wanted to mention because it's right in the beginning of the parsha, that when it comes to health, there's only one doctor, and that's Hashem. There are many messengers who put in many years in medical school, and we're very grateful to them. And they are very capable. And we have yud hakoras hatov, but we have to remember they have permission to heal, but not to decree on someone that he's not going to come through with chas v'shalom. In fact, we know that Chazal say, when a doctor heals a person, he is mekayim amitzvas atzei. And who can tell me what that mitzvah asay is? See, this pasuk in Mishpatim is saying, Virapo yirape, he's allowed to heal. But is there actually fulfillment of a mitzvah? Yes, of course. And what is that? You got it. Vashe vosolo. You should return a lost item to its owner. Now, what does that have to do with healing? Chazal say, if you are required to return an object to its rightful owner, all the more so, kal v'chomer, you have to return a person's health. To help him restore his health. And that's included in Hashavas Aveda, returning lost items. So the doctor has a very important part in our lives. But we have to remember that Hashem is the one who sends him, and his abilities are limited. And it's all up to Hashem. And that's part of bitachon, because we said that health and relationships, especially with children and with parents and siblings, and also parnasa. Those three are the pillars of challenge in a person's life, which Eov grappled with, and so did Yaakov Avinu, way before him. That's what the Rambam had said in the Moreh Nevuchim that we talked about many weeks ago. So the Orach HaTzaddikim now continues in the Shar HaSimcha, because we are learning about bitachon, because our goal is to reach a level of simcha. And we've said many times, when a person has emunah and bitachon, that leads to simcha. And we're defining all of this. Habitachon haravi, the Orach HaTzaddikim says, the fourth category of trust in Hashem, binyan chiyuv halev, has to do with the obligation of the heart, a person's commitment, one who has to commit and invest his or her emotions and aspirations in avodas Hashem. I was thinking, as I was walking to shul, I try to walk as much as possible, and there are hills sometimes, you get out of breath, we're supposed to get out of breath, we have to do exercise. And I'm thinking, I know that in another place, the Orach HaTzaddikim says, We have to be cruel to our bodies. Now, what does that mean? No, chas v'shalom, we're not allowed to abuse our health. But cruel means that if my body says, oh, I want to sleep more. No, come on, I can't get up to go. I don't want to walk to shul. We have to kind of be a little bit achzari, a little bit cruel, and say, nope, got to go. Up and around. Let's get going. That's the positive, useful type of cruelty, quote unquote. There's a place for that also. So the Orcha Sadikim told us we have to hurl ourselves. We have to throw ourselves, immerse ourselves in the Avodas Hashem. And we have to be fearless. We have to be fierce against the Yetzer Hara, who's made to help us grow, that we should overcome his temptations. So he tells us there's something called Chiyuv HaLev, though, that we're supposed to harness and direct our emotions and our thoughts and our ambitions, Sha'adam Miyached Libo, that a person unifies and dedicates his heart. The sinus, now he mentions fasting. It used to be something that was more common and acceptable and doable that people would fast because people would abstain from food to kind of punish their body for having indulged in and enjoyed certain sinful activities. We already know that the later Gedolim tell us that that's not encouraged and really should be discouraged in this day and age. It's better to give tzedakah, to learn extra Torah. But traditionally, there was this idea of fasting. Uvisfila. Davening, we have to be miyached. What do we have to do? What do I need to do? I need to dedicate and devote my heart, my thoughts, my aspirations to tefillah. We'll be shar ha-mitzvos, kulan. And in the rest of the mitzvos, I have to invest them with my emotions, with my heart. It cannot be a heartless, thoughtless endeavor. It's supposed to be infused with positive emotion, v'nimra min haveros, and those same emotions have to help direct us to abstain from transgressions, from haveros. But this is, of course, taken into account that the intellect is what rules over us. But that intellect is supposed to get hold of the emotions and direct them. We have to have the moach, which is the brain, and the lev, which is the heart. V'tzarech sheyelech b'chol kocho l'kayim ha-mitzvos. And a person has to go with all of his strength to do and fulfill the mitzvot. That means against odds, we have to go ahead and do what we're supposed to be doing. And a person needs to daven with a trustworthy heart. What is this word ne'eman? We know that in Parshas Baloscha, Hashem said about Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chol beisi ne'emanu, he's trustworthy. You can count on him. We talk about a bayis ne'eman b'Yisrael. What is a trustworthy new home? It's something where the people can be dependent upon. I can depend upon that man that he's going to be at minyan. He's going to learn what he's supposed to be learning. I can depend on that lady that she's going to be doing what she's supposed to do as a wife, as a mother, as whatever she does. That's a lesson of ne'emanus. You can depend on it. Lev Naaman. So what is a trustworthy heart? It's a heart that's devoted and dedicated to tefillah. It's a heart that during tefillah, I'm not thinking about other things to the best of my ability. I try to stay focused the best that I can with a machshav and a kiyah, with a clean thought. That means my thoughts are supposed to be pure. I'm supposed to be on track during davening the best I can. With a chavana and with intent and devotion, lishma gadol, toward Hashem, the great name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, we know there are English translations, and there's the learning about davening. We can learn other times about the words and their meaning. And there's right before we daven, we're supposed to be in the right frame of mind. Chazal say, Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's why we say Ashrei before we daven. Look at the beautiful benevolence, the chesed, the kindness, the sensitivity of Hashem. It puts me in the right frame of mind for davening. But I'm supposed to try to maintain that frame of mind. What's it doing in Bitachon? It's because if I am worried, I'm anxious about everything, I will not be able to direct my thoughts during davening. So I have to realize that during davening, nothing else is happening in the world at all, in my life and in anybody else's life. It is just me and Hashem. I am talking with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Dodi Bezerei, we learned last week, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. This is my friend, my beloved friend. Hashem is my buddy. He's my lover. He is my friend. And I'm speaking with him. We know the Maseilas Yesharim mentions this also. It's like speaking to your friend when you're davening. In the mashal, that there's literally communication going on. We're speaking to the boss. And in this area, says the Orech HaTzaddikim, we're obligated to leave toach olav. We need to trust in Hashem. Leave toach olav. We have to place our bitachon in Hashem. We leave schan in elav and to supplicate him, to petition him. Lazar osonu, to help us. We banish olam. I need some help. Can you please do this for me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tati, please could you do me this favor? Then I'll be able to serve you better with more devotion and dedication and purity of thought. Well, the Horos Asanu, we also need to daven. Hashem, please guide me. Please, the Hashem should guide us. Hadrachim Hayesharim, to show us what are the proper paths to reach Hashem that are tailor-made and specific to every single person. Every person has literally a different path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different challenges, different mitzvahs we specialize in, different challenges, averos, that we have to try our best to do away with, to do our best in all those areas. Kamosha Amar David, like David said. Now, what is the Aruch HaTzaddikim telling us now? That we need to ask Hashem for assistance, for help in serving him. Hashem, please help me learn Torah. Help me concentrate on my learning. Help me daven with kavana. I'm davening with kavana to ask Hashem to help me to daven with kavana. David said it. David Allah Shalom. Tilim Chav Hey, Pasuk Hey. Hadricheni v'amitecha. Guide me in your truth. Balamdeni, and teach me all the things of truth that I'm supposed to do. So David just says it simply to Hashem. Hashem, please teach me. Balamdeni, be my Rebbe. We're allowed to say it to Hashem. Hashem, please be my Rebbe. Well, what is that supposed to mean? I thought we have Rebbeim. Yeah, but Hashem is the one who helps me learn. He sends me the proper human beings to help me learn. Balamdeni, when I'm learning, help me understand what I'm learning. We need help for all these things, and we have to trust in Hashem that He's helping us. The old man says, Tilim Kufiyates, Lamed Hey, Hadri Cheni, guide me, Benesiv Mitzvosecha, in the path of your precepts, of your mitzvos. There's a path to get to Hashem, and we have to ask Hashem to help us find that path. The Ribono Shel Olam, that's the GPS that we need. The old man says, Tilim Kufiyates, Lamed, Derech Emunah Vacharti, David said. I've chosen the path of faith. What is the proof from all these psukim that Aruch HaTzaddikim is saying? We need to find the way. We can appreciate it more than ever with maps and with GPS. There's a labyrinth of roads, of paths, of routes to get to where we need to. And we need help from above to get there. And I'm asking Hashem to help guide me to get there. The Chol Zera Oya, and all these psukim about David HaMelech, David is saying them. They're in Tehillim. Shohaya Bocher, the Maaseh HaAvodah. These are a proof, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim, that David HaMelech was choosing the actions of service of Hashem. That's what his choice was in life, to pursue it constantly. V'yispalel, and he should daven av shnei devarim. There are two things the person should daven about. Ho'echad, one of them is v'chazek libo, that Hashem should strengthen his heart, the Yehudo, in its devotion, in its oneness, in its concentration, Be'elukim, in Hashem, and in godly matters. So what does that mean? Hashem, please strengthen my heart. I need my emotions and my resolve, my determination, my consistency. It's like jello. I need it to be like a brick, like concrete. Hashem, please help me do that. Concretize my avoda. I also need help that Hashem should distance the distraction of this world. We already talked about last time. Baruch Hashem, some of us, many of us are blessed with relatives and friends and associates and acquaintances. We need help. How to interact properly with all these people according to the Avodas Hashem we're supposed to perform. That's one of the thoughts we're supposed to have. Vahasheni, second, l'chazek gufo. The first one was, in case you didn't remember, that was to strengthen our heart. Our heart has to do with our thoughts, our motives, our intentions. But the second one is l'chazek gufo. We're allowed to ask Hashem. One should ask Hashem to strengthen his body, ve'evarav, and his limbs, his organs, sheyuchal yischazek, that he'll be able to become strong, v'masav hatovim, in his good deeds. A person davening in Rifa'enu, Rifa'enu Hashem, please keep me healthy. We already know that even when a person's healthy, especially while a person's healthy, the person should be davening in Rifa'enu with Kavana. We already know that a Rofe when we talk about Hashem as the Rofe, that's preventative. Of course it's preventative. Where is that found? You probably know it's in Parshas Bishalach, at Mara. Hashem said, all the illnesses, every malady that I placed in Egypt, all those plagues, I will not place upon you. Because I'm Hashem, you're a healer, I'm your doctor. That was preventative medicine that pasuk's talking about in Parshas Bishalach at the place known as Mara. So that means in Rifa'enu, Rifa'enu doesn't only have to mean, I have symptoms, Chas V'Shalom, I have an illness, Chas V'Shalom, please heal it. It's, of course, that's what it means. But there's more than that. Maybe even more importantly, is that while I'm fine, please Hashem, be my Rofe, like it says in Bishalach, prevent me from getting any illnesses. Keep me healthy. And whatever illnesses I don't have, let me never get them. That's a very valid request, and it's a necessary request. That's the strength in one's body. We need a lot of strength in order to be healthy to serve Hashem. And that's what we said before, that Hashem will make him successful in his body, and also in dedicating and in unifying his heart only to Hashem. So that paragraph talked about how we have to ask Hashem to guide us and to help us harness our emotions and our aspirations, but also our body, to strengthen us that we should be able to serve him. And we need this help. We need to ask for it regularly. Habitochen hachamishi. What about the fifth trust in Hashem? Hu chobos ha'ivorem asher hu osik v'heitiv l'acherim. Some of this is going to be a review of what we talked about last time, because it has to do with relatives and friends. Is that the person has to have bitachon to trust in Hashem. This is the fifth type. Has to do with the obligations of the body and the limbs, that the person is busy to help others. This is absolutely part of our lives. It's called chesed. It's really proactive. I was just telling someone the other day, I'm standing in the lobby in shul. I see somebody approaching the door. They're only how many feet away? 10, 15 feet away. They're going to have to punch in the code, the combination to get in the door. Why don't I walk over and just push the door open to save them a little bit of time and trouble? Chesed is a proactive, unless I'm occupied. If I'm not that occupied, I can do chesed. As we know, the Mesilas Yesharim mentions how the word chesed is nigzar mechesed. The root of the word chesed, of a pious person who goes beyond the letter of the law, who's really devoted, dedicated to Hashem, is the word chesed. Nigzar is lashon of gizra, which means that's the word derivation. That means chesed and chassid are related. Chesed is active. It's not a dormant, obsolete mitzvah, chas v'shalom. You shouldn't wait till chesed comes to us. We're supposed to run after it. This is rovet chesed. So it's chobos ha'ivorim. It's the obligations a person has, that the person is being benevolent, helping others. It's helping to improve one's family and community and society and Klal Yisrael. There's something we can do for that. Kigon ha-tzedakah. A person has to be very vigilant in giving tzedakah properly, keeping up with it. Or the lamin ha-chachma l'saminim. If a person is capable, the person is supposed to teach Torah to students. Or the tzavos ha-tov. And to direct and to command people, or at least to teach, to educate about what's the right thing to do. Or the harchich min hara. A person needs to distance others from evil. What does this have to do with bitachon? Because if a person is distracted and anxious, the person won't be able to do this. He'll be too distracted to teach, to write out a check for tzedakah, to do chesed, or laharchik min hara, to distance others from evil, or lahashiv rishayim elhu elokim, whenever possible to try to bring back people who are off the derech, to bring them back to Hashem, v'lisbol cherpasam. And occasionally, a person has to endure degradation or disgrace from others. At the time that he exhorts them and directs them and instructs them about the service of Hashem. Anybody who's ever been in a classroom has to realize that it's not always that smooth. And we know that when we're teaching, it's not always so smooth, even when we're learning Bechavrusa, it's that way. I told a story today in one of the classes that many, many years ago, more than three decades ago, I remember that I was once teaching a class. I was still a novice. I'm not sure that this is why this happened. And in the middle of the class, suddenly in the back of the room, a note, a piece of paper goes up. It's like a flag, like an announcement. It's a sign.
and the sign is facing me, and the sign says, I hate this class. Got a few chuckles when I mentioned it. What was happening there, it was chumash, and we have to work on skills, how to become functionally literate in psukim and in Tanakh, how to understand conjugations and usage and vocabulary, and as just like when a person does exercise, the muscles ache, especially in the beginning. Well, the same thing. The intellectual muscles are aching when we're trying to push ourselves to become proficient and learn. Of course, there's a cheshbon, but still, the bottom line is, the Or HaTzaddikim says, we have to be ready for some flack when we're teaching, when we're directing others in the right way. Of course, the person apologized and things were patched up, but that was many, many, many years ago. It doesn't happen regularly, Baruch Hashem. The least bocher pasam, the eis shehum as hira maha avoda, the person needs to endure sometimes and to tolerate and to weather the storm of opposition of people who have a hard time learning, who don't want to be learning. Uma'aymam b'gmuva onish. Sometimes we talk about how things really are, how there are consequences for what we do. And that does not meet up with very much agreement sometimes. It doesn't go over so well. But that's part of bitachon, to trust in Hashem that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. B'yitrach b'chol kocho v'dvorim ha'el alasos. Again, the Or HaTzaddikim has a little bit of a pattern here where he reminds us periodically to put forth all of our strengths. A person has to use all of his, to employ all his resources, his energy, his emotional, spiritual, physical resources, to do everything we're supposed to be doing. The yiftach be'elokim. But above all, the person needs to trust in Hashem, sheyazrehu, that he'll help him. The yashlim chetzo, and he will fulfill his desire. The iskarev bazeh elhu elokim b'lavad. That through doing these actions of teaching and disseminating Torah and directing one's family in the right way, obviously the person himself, I need to be going in the right way. I cannot be a hypocrite. But to try to be effective in being a role model and taking others with me along the proper path, I have to have bitachon that Hashem will help me. There's a lot of assistance. A lot of aid is necessary here, divine aid. But I'm doing it for what reason? Only to get close to Hashem. This is what I'm doing here. I'm here for this purpose. It says in Avos, Lekach notzarta, part of learning, when it says, Im lamadta Torah harbe, you learned a lot of Torah, Al tachvik tova la'atmecha. Im lamadta Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, it says in Avos, Al tachvik tova la'atmecha. Don't attribute or hold the good for yourself. Now, what is that supposed to mean? One explanation, of course, is don't try to get credit for that. Kill it, kach no tzarta, because this is why you were created. Well, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be seeking all types of honor and recognition for doing what you're supposed to be doing. But you might be familiar with the other pshat. Nelamada satora harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atmecha. Don't hoard that goodness for yourself. You're supposed to share it. So that means if I have Torah that I can share, I'm supposed to look for the situation, for the scenario, for the circumstances that I can disseminate and share that Torah. Gila kach no tzarta, because that's why you were created. When we walk through our world here, there is a purpose, and part of it is to actually share our Torah with others, to interact with others with divrei Torah. But it's not the lo liknos shem v'chavod b'neim. But it's not supposed to be that I'm looking for the renown and honor, recognition among those people whom I teach, nor to hope for and to look forward to some kind of compensation, payment. And of course, not to lord over them. Now we come to a sensitive issue. The Or HaTzaddikim says a person should try to be a nister, to keep it secret, as much good deeds and righteousness that the person practices, try to keep it secret. And if he's not able to keep it a secret, he should remember that all the benefit and damage, either way, doesn't come from people. We don't attribute these things to people. It's only with the permission of Hashem, blessed be he. And we have to talk about this point that he says, lahast here. The Or HaTzaddikim is telling us, be a nister. Be a hidden righteous person. Be a hidden teacher. Whatever the hidden aspect he's talking about. Well, just like we mentioned earlier, that it was traditionally something beneficial to fast, even beyond the fasts that are halakhically mandated. So there's also, it used to be that a person should try to be a nister. Why am I saying it that way? Because if you notice, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Darash Moshe in Parshas Vayetze tells us that we're not supposed to be a nister anymore today. So some, what the Orach HaTzaddikim said, some generations that was proper, but not today. Where do we see it? Ayomer Yaakov Kasher Ra'am. You look in the end of Parshas Vayetze. And Yaakov said, as soon as he saw the Malachim, Kasher Ra'am, as soon as he saw them, Machne Elohim said, this is a camp of Hashem. Vayikra Hashem HaMokam Ahu Machanoyim. And he called the name of that place Machanoyim. What's going on in this pasuk? Rav Moshe Feinstein tells us, you might be aware, it's in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, and Parshas Vayetze. A person needs to endeavor bidoreinu. Tzorech lishtadla bidoreinu. A person has to try in our generation, shetechef, that immediately, yakiru. People should recognize, he who shomer Torah, umakayim mitzvos, that a person keeps the Torah, fulfills mitzvos, ve'ose tzedakos, and does righteousness and charity. Not to be a nister. Kedesha yilmadu acherim imenu, in order that others will learn from him. Barak b'doros harishonim. It was only in the earlier generations, it's true what the Orach HaTzaddikim said. Shohayu kulam tzaddikim, that overall people were very righteous. Hoya ebsher liyos nister. Then it was acceptable, it was very possible to be a hidden person, a hidden tzaddik, the masav in his actions. Aval b'doros shalonu, says Rav Moshe, our generation. Sarich adaraba. A person needs to do the opposite. I'm reading you the Darash Moshe and the end of Parshas Vayetze. We need today to do the opposite. Sheyedu kol adam, that everybody should know. Asher hu shoked b'Torah, that this person is diligent, enthusiastic, and has a passion and a dedication for Torah. V'yose tzedakah, and he does charity, righteousness. Kedei sheyilmudu b'masav, mimasav. So the people will learn from the person's actions. So even though the Orach HaTzaddikim said, try to be master, hide our actions, but Moshe Feinstein says that was only for earlier generations, but I think we all understand that it's different today. On the other hand, we're not supposed to pursue honor and look for recognition and praise and publicity. No, we just don't need to and should not be hiding everything we're doing, because we need to inspire others. The Orach HaTzaddikim finishes up in this fifth type of bitachon, which is doing good to others and guiding others and disseminating Torah. And he tells us, and in all of this, yasi bitchono b'Hashem yisporach. The person should place his trust in Hashem, the blessed Hashem, v'chasher yigalgel Hashem yis'ale mitzvah yado, and when Hashem will bring about a mitzvah through him, isn't that something that gives us such satisfaction? If this person was the accessory to a mitzvah being done, was the catalyst for some maisim tovim happening, for spreading Torah. Yachshav b'libo, he should think in his heart, ki hi tova me'es habori yisala, that's a favor from Hashem, the exalted Hashem, sheheitev ilav, that he did him a favor, gave him the opportunity to spread Torah and to inspire others. If we inspire people, we're not supposed to say to ourselves, oh, I'm the greatest, wow, look at that, look what I did. It's supposed to be, yes, I take pride in what I do. Yes, Hashem. You know, the pasuk says that a person's heart is supposed to be proud in the ways of Hashem. But the person shouldn't become about gaiva and think that I'm better than everybody. No, Hashem did me a favor. He gave me the opportunity. Baruch Hashem. V'lo yismach b'shabech oso b'nei adam. And he shouldn't rejoice when people praise him. He should use it, as my Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Wein always said, that compliments are like perfume, to be inhaled but not swallowed. We will inhale them in order to inspire us to move further and to pursue more and more Torah and mitzvot and inspiring others, but not to swallow it. It's poisonous. It's going to make me sick. If I take compliments too seriously, I really, really take them to heart. I ingest them. That's not going to be good for me, because then I'm going to be living on compliments, and that's what my food is. That's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be an inspiration. It's supposed to be a catalyst, a springboard to get me to do more. But I'm not supposed to take it too much, because then I could be kind of arrogant about it. Today we talked about how a person needs to dedicate one's heart and one's body to keeping the mitzvot and especially inspiring others. Mirat Hashem, next time we're going to discuss how this world is a place that we are able to get some reward and a lot of gratification from our mitzvot, and that does not threaten our portion in Olam Haba. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful week.